Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live, mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy, because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
Again, the topic today is letting go of the pain to gain a purpose-filled life. And again, we're going to use a little bit of affirmations. I'm going to read a poem, and it's also going to come from a scripture. So we're going to keep on going, even past all of this static here. I'm not sure what's going on here, but nevertheless, His will be done. All right, I want to. The reason why I wanted to talk about this topic today is because so many people are being held back because they're holding on to so much of their past. And my company model of Mia Happy Life Coaching is my purpose is to help all push past yield in your life. So in order for you to do that, you have to find out what is hindering you from going forward in your life successfully. So what I've decided to do is, just have a discussion on it and help you, exactly what to do. I'm going to first read from the scriptures, and then I'm going to go down the steps of helping you to accomplish letting go of your pain. Now, the first Third John, for those of you that read the Bible, Third John chapter 1, and starting with the first verse, to the beloved gave whom I love and truth,
Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. So I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in truth. All right. And I wanted to read off that particular scripture, particularly because of the elements of what it's saying. In order for you to go forward in your life, you have to walk in, allow yourself to walk in your own personal truth. And it was just amazing that, you know, in the scripture, you know, they were, you know, talking about this period and this time of consumption totally different. But the scripture actually helps to bring in a little bit of light on what we should be doing as individuals. And we cannot live a purpose-filled life. Our life lacks purpose if we're holding on to pain, holding on to hurt, holding on to all those things that don't even matter. And even if you are holding on to them, to the things that come up, whatever thing you want to do, most people have moved on with their life while you sit wandering in that personal person mode. So it's important for you to get up out of that mode.
It is almost that you achieve through all your desires and a lot of the things that you are used to be. And you can only accomplish that by doing a few things. You have to kill parasites, but you have to let those things go. And I'm going to give you several steps today. Today, I'm going to give you 9 steps that you need to write down so that you can understand how to begin the process. Because a lot of times, I'm going to play a little music behind in the background for you too,
so you guys can. And but the main thing is for us to be able to grasp onto a system and a process of allowing yourself to progress beyond point A to point Z. Okay, the number one thing, before you can get rid of your haunting memories and your hurts and your pains, you first, as an individual, must come to terms with where all this hurt and pain is coming from. Because a lot of times, sometimes we're not aware that we are holding on to things of our past. And those are the hidden deep things that we, you're allowed to take up residence in our heart, and they don't surface until we actually realize that, that you're dealing with something that is keeping you in a stagnant position. So this is one of the first steps you must do to get past that pain that you're dealing with from your past, or even from your current state. If you're dealing with some current pain, you must come to grips with what it is, why you're holding on to it, and understand that you can get past it. A lot of people don't understand or know that they can get past it, or they want to get past it, but they don't even know the first step in progressing beyond this pain. So, step number one is, the first, you have to come to terms with it. You cannot let go of anything that you try to suppress. Suppression is not a solution. It is only, a temporary band-aid for the wound of that particular problem. You can even talk to someone about these problems that you're dealing with, but and that's a tricky thing as well, because you need to talk to someone that can actually help you and not have to help you pacify or refuel the pain. So there are some people who are, they just add more to the fire, so to speak, instead of really helping you. And they have all intentions on helping you as a friend, but not even if a person is your friend, not everybody has sound advice to give you. Not everybody is able to give you great advice, because they themselves are hurting or dealing with something, and so they counsel you or give you advice, so to speak, based on their own hurt and pain that they're dealing with, so they tend to give you unsound advice. So you just definitely have to be careful of that, and
And when it really comes down to something that you really want to heal past and get past and progress on from, you have to definitely talk to someone that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt can help you pass that. Preferably, a spiritual leader or professional therapist or something to that magnitude. But it definitely has to be someone that can really help you see, identify what the problem is that you're dealing with if you don't already know yourself, and help you get past that. In previous shows, I talked about writing, and writing was some of the things that is definitely something that's definitely therapeutic to ridding yourself of things that you're holding on to inwardly. So that can be, like I said, write down these steps that I'm going to give you. But writing also within itself can be definitely therapeutic in releasing those innermost feelings that you have. Because basically, if all you really need is a way to get your feelings out. Because the longer you hold them in, they will continue to brew and grow into and escalate into something bigger than what you even imagine. And before you can even really heal it, is something that overwhelms you, and you have to seek even more professional help. Because you've allowed whatever this is eating you on the inside, whatever is causing you pain, whatever is causing you to feel unworthy or insignificant or less than human. It's just all of the things. When you're dealing with pain as an individual, there are all kinds of emotional issues that go along with that, and you find yourself in these, really fearful thoughts, brewing in your head, just reeling in your head, over and over and over again, and you're allowing yourself to build yourself a foundation of, a weak foundation of fear, a foundation of that shaky, a foundation that is unsound, rather than building on a strong foundation. Your emotional state of mind is just, it becomes out of whack and just, not in a place where your thoughts are lucid or things of that nature. You just allow yourself to go in a different direction in your life. Instead of going and traveling and walking in the purpose for your life, because you cannot let go of the past. But number one, again, first come to terms with what you're dealing with. Allow yourself to retreat to a place where you understand that you need quietness, and you need to, self-reflect. But sometimes you can't always think clearly when you have a lot of chaos going on around you. You have a lot of people speaking into your ears. This is the time where you can get in that meditative mode and in that mode of prayer, and allow yourself to allow the higher power to speak to your heart and speak to your spirit, speak healing to your spirit. That's why I wanted to read that particular scripture in John, the third John, the first and second verses in that scripture, because it's the divine power and wish for us to prosper and be in good health, and even as our soul prosper. But a lot of times people don't understand that what soul prosperity is. And when the people focus so much on a monetary prosperity that they forget about the good health, just being stable in mind, your soul is at peace with, how your life is going. So, we got to get beyond just the material and the superficial and get more into the spiritual zone. And I'm not talking about a religious aspect. I'm talking about the spiritual, really connecting with yourself spiritually to get to all of those things that's within yourself that keeps you in a place of lack, a place of not being able to, see your goals through properly, or to even grasp onto the vision that the higher power is trying to get to you. A lot of times
we don't realize that, you know, when we're in, you know, a lot of times when I'm meditating in prayer, I always, you know, that is just a peaceful place for me. And that's when I'm able to really hear clearly the path I should be traveling in my life. And I am so blessed to be able to say that I am walking in my purpose. And we don't always have to have all the answers, but just know where you are in your life. And you know, and it's just such a tremendous blessing to be able to say that you are walking a purpose-filled life, and not just living and existing in a world not fulfilling your purpose. And, you know, and one of the, I attribute that to being able to spiritually connect within myself and just listen intuitively to, you know, what the higher power is telling me to, you know, to get my, that I am a successful person. I can be a great businesswoman. I am great at what I do. I am, you know, a spiritual being. I am all of those things. And you know, a lot of those things are, those are just simply affirmations that in our lives. And we'll read and talk about affirmations a little bit again later. Okay, we're going past step one, but now let's go to step two. We are, most everybody that's walking the face of Earth always deal with mentally holding on to things that that keep us in a stagnant or a mental state of mind, and we're unable to see or hear anything else. We need to mentally cleanse ourselves. And what I mean by that is all of those negative thoughts that we allow to come in behind that comes from that pain, all of those, that negative energy that you're allowing in your life. Because, you know, when you really think about it, when you are hurting, it's all kinds of thoughts come to your mind depending on what the person actually did to you or what you did to yourself. And you begin to allow all of this negative energy fill your life and your heart up where you're unable to see anything else clearly. You can't comprehend. You're in the mode of non-comprehension when you allow yourself to mentally hold on to all this negative energy and these negative forces in your life. It's just a place where you do not want to be, and you cannot see past all of that, and therefore you're unable to grow. Take, for instance, a person that gets hurt by someone that they were in a relationship with. When you allow yourself to hold on to the hurt from that person, what you do is you then take that hurt and you hold on to that. And you allow yourself to begin to hurt your own self, you know, and keep yourself from receiving love past that hurt or that pain from that particular relationship. Because why? You keep holding on to that individual. Now, don't get me wrong. I do understand that everybody is, you know, when you're in a relationship, you have an emotional attachment to that individual, and you should have your moment where you say, hey, you know, I'm hurting over this loss of this relationship. But then there should be a point in your life that says, I must move on. I must get myself past, beyond this hurt and pain so I can continue to begin to walk in a purpose-filled life. When you're walking in a purpose-filled life, it's just all the things around you. It doesn't matter if, you know, things happen around you. There's a place that you're always, if things just seem to come together all the time, because why? You're walking in your purpose, and you're not allowing other things to hinder you from doing that. When you do that, you're not walking in your purpose. You know, purpose, people like to define purpose. What is purpose? You know, and that's a good question, defining purpose, because not everybody, it takes a person to understand what purpose is
before they can really grasp onto the concept of walking in it. A purpose feels like a person that's walking in their purpose is a person that's doing what they're meant to do here on earth. We all have a personal assignment here on what we should be doing to further the life of someone else. Everybody thinks it's just all about them. Life on earth, our lives are not just here. We're not just here to do things to help our own self, but also our purpose involves helping to further other people. And a lot of people do not see that or understand that. We are all here to personally assist someone else. And they always say, we are brothers and sister keepers, and that really goes without saying, because if you understand purpose, then you understand that we are here to be our brothers and sisters keepers. Now, don't get me wrong, that I'm not saying that we are assigned to everyone here on earth. I'm saying that there is a divine process in who we're supposed to help, who crosses our path, and if they're in search of something, we may have the answer too. That is what and then you're able to help that person along. That is part of walking in your purpose, your divine purpose. And it's not just about the material gain or none of those things. People think that it's encompassing of all those things put together. When you're walking in your purpose, all of those things, you're not in a position of lack or want or anything. You allow yourself to grow and you allow yourself to receive manifest those things that you're supposed to have in your life. Now, I can say today that I'm on a brand new car, and listen to what I'm saying, because a lot of people state specifically what they want in their lives. And let me show you the difference. A lot of people say, I want this brand new, expensive $400,000 car. I want a loving man that's faithful and all of this, and you know, all the feelings in between. I want him to have all the good feelings in between. I want a brand new car, house, a mansion with 10 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms. I want to be a multi-billionaire or trillionaire or millionaire, billionaire, whatever, and all of these things. But one element that is missing, people never mention, all of those things were material and superficial things. Nobody ever really mentions that I want to be spiritually in tune with the divine, or I want to be, walking in the path of righteousness, or I want to be walking in the path where I'm doing good unto others, and loving people unconditionally. And this is what I believe, that part of the scripture, even as your soul, if your soul is prospering, all those other things that come in between, we will have. We don't even have to ask for those things, because part of our purpose is in line with what the scripture is saying, that I pray that you may prosper in all things. So if you just think about it, if it's the Father's will for us to prosper in all things, just think about what we will allow to manifest in our life if we just begin to follow after the path of truly what we're meant to be here for, and manifest. We will intently manifest those things that we desire in our hearts and in our lives. Just because we're following the method of what our purpose is, and that's to help others, love people unconditionally, and develop a process in your life where you're constantly affirming the positive things in your life. So constantly allowing yourself to be poured into spiritually, allowing yourself to be able to be astute businessmen and businesswomen,
you have to allow yourself, but it won't happen if pain takes the place of your progress in life. So this is what we're talking about. Let's go to the number three. We said number one was coming to grips with terms of what you are dealing with or holding on to. Number two is mentally cleansing yourself of that thing, that, you know, that pain that you're dealing with. And number three, you have to understand everything that happens or occur in our life is meant to bring us growth. We are supposed to grow beyond our pain. Our pain is not meant to leave us in a state of or a state of existence where we can no longer, where it incapacitates us and we're unable to get up. Once we realize that, people will be able to fall and get back up. Fall again and get back up. Just like that Donnie McClurkin song, we fall down and we get up. We fall down and we get up. You know what? That song just kind of came in my spirit. I haven't heard that song in quite some time, but it speaks volumes because, you know, people, when they fall, sometimes they like to stay there. They are afraid to get back up. They allow themselves to be in a position of yielding because their fears and that pain, and they don't want to experience what they went through themselves because they were so hurting, so painful that, you know. But guess what? You know what? It's someone else out here in the world that goes through something more devastating than you. You have to be that type of person that allow yourself to say, hey, just have it, just like the scriptures tell us to have just a mustard seed of faith, to believe that the Father can do something. We have to apply that same process in our lives when we have to allow ourselves to understand that just that glimpse of hope and that measure of faith. Allow ourselves to, when we fall down, we take that measure of faith and get right back up and keep on going. And we have to understand that we need to learn from the experience, and rather than allowing that experience to keep you in a position of stagnation or keep you in a position of lack, keep you in a position of just fueling fear into your life. Every situation and every circumstance that we endure in life are lessons to be learned from that experience so that we can get back up and get to moving and get to walking in a purpose-filled life. Those are what, you know, our hurts and pains, that's what it's for. At the time, we may not be thinking about, oh, I want, this is going to help me walk in my purpose-filled life, but I guarantee you, if you allow yourself to think and pray for a moment, you understand that, ooh, joy cometh in the morning. I don't want to get in no preaching mode because I'm not here to preach. I'm here to speak. But the things about it, you know, there are a lot of aides and people that who are in the Christian faith and in various types of spiritual, spiritual set. We have so many aids. We have the Bible. We have so many. So many psalms. We have, that it's just so many things out there that gives us the meat that we need to in order for us to survive and live and be able to grow beyond life circumstances. One of the Bible is just, you know, one of those tools that you could refer to and, you know, ultimately find an answer to whatever you're seeking the answer to. It's a great reference tool, you know, a life reference tool. To me, it's something that as a life coach, you know, I love being able to borrow from the wisdom of the Bible. Then there are riddles that, you know, even in the Bible, there are riddles that Christ used to help people gain a better understanding of what they were going through in their life and how it should all play out if you understand this process.
So basically, step number three is just understanding what you're supposed to learn from the lesson in your life, that hurt that you endured in your life. Find a really, really go in that self-reflective mode and just and I'll try to understand why am I, ask yourself this, why did I have to endure it? And not in the state of mind where you're asking, God, why did this happen to me? Why am I going through this? But really truly seeking the understanding of what had to happen, what was, you know, going on in your life so you can get past or graduate beyond past this lesson on to the next lesson in life. Because our life daily, it doesn't matter how good we are, how successful we are, we all will continue to, as long as we shall live, we all will continue to face new challenges each and every day. But the difference is that those who understand the life process understand that we will face these challenges. We will also, in turn, be prepared for those as they come and know how to deal with them successfully. Whereas a person who continues to deal with something, hurtful things in their lives, they don't grow because they have not allowed themselves to take the necessary steps to try to understand why they keep going through this process. This is with any relationship, any job circumstances, any any type of thing that you're dealing with in your life. If you do not try to find out why you're going through this and why you're experiencing that, you will never begin to walk in your purpose. You have to readdress what you're dealing with so that you can move forward. To have this a lot of times there are a lot of people who really don't want to go beyond this pain. They want to wallow in it because they have this need to be noticed by people, and so they use this negative energy to gain the sympathy of others. And that's another show and another issue and another topic that we can talk about later. But those type of people who will not heal until they decide to let that type of behavior and that type of pattern in their lives go. We're going to go to number four. I'm just playing a little music in the background. It's kind of faint so that, you know, it just doesn't sound like a dry conversation. But number four, when you define the lesson you were meant to learn, create a mantra on paper that you can commit to memory. This mantra should include the experience itself. As again, here it goes, writing. I can't say that enough. As well as what you have learned from it. For example, if you have a painful memory of any type of abuse, your mantra can read as follows. Through the memory of being emotionally abused, I am learning to be a stronger person, and I will no longer allow anyone to take advantage of me. Your mantra needs to be something that addresses the issue of pain, but then gives you the solution of happiness. You know, like this little statement here. You know, you're remembering what it is that hurt you, but you also say, I am not going to allow this thing to keep me down. I am not going to allow this thing to keep me in the yield mode. I am stronger, and I accept the fact that I can, and I am walking in a purpose-filled life. You have to get to that point, because you are the only person that has the power. One thing about it is that people give other people their power by, if someone hurts you, you give them the power. The longer that you keep dwelling on that, what they did or what they did not do, you are giving them the power over you to control you emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of those things. And while that person is probably gone on about their life, you know, not even giving you a second thought. So you have to keep that in mind. You have to know that you are important enough to live a happy life. You have to know that you're important enough that you got to let go of what it is that you feel so damaged from, or what you feel so hurt from, and remember, begin to remember the way you were before you even knew that individual or that person or experienced that hurt or the pain. Remind yourself how love used to be for you. Remind yourself how happy you used to be. Remind yourself, allow yourself to go to a happy place within you. Because every one of us, I don't care what we're going through in our life, we all have experienced happiness. And I kid you not, we are able to find that within ourselves. I don't care what, how many years long we've been dealing with any type of abuse or physical, mental, or any of those things. There was once upon a time where you had a smile on your face. There was once upon a time where you saw something beautiful that made you, gawk at it in awe. And there was something, where a person gave you something that made you just, smile with your eyes and want to embrace them in love because, you wanted to express your love to them because they had shown love to you in some form. And that therefore you as an individual have to go and find that place and allow yourself to capture that moment and rid yourself of that hurt pain, allow yourself to refuel from that moment of happiness in your life and make that the number one position in your life is being happy so that you can find your path again to walking in a purpose-filled life. You have to go there. You have it within you already to live and walk in a purpose-filled life. You have to say to yourself, my pain, my hurt, my abuse is not stronger than I am. I am stronger than it. I am stronger than any hurt or pain that I have endured in my life. I am stronger. You have to say that. You have to know that that you are. And just watch. And once you begin to affirm that in your life, watch your life. Watch the things in your life. You will begin to manifest happiness, manifest success, because your mindset has changed. Your mind has to be changed against all of that hurt and pain. Your mind has to change. Your thoughts have to change. You have to fuel your emotions with positive energy, positive things. You have to surround yourself around the elements of happy, whatever that may come from. It may come from the environment. It may come from a group of other happy people. And I'm not saying that you're walking around all day, I'm happy, yes, I'm happy, yes, I'm happy, oh, I don't have a heart or pain in the world. But that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that whatever life brings you, whatever situation that life's bringing you, that you can smile, even if you're dealing with something that's not so pleasant, that you can smile because you know that it does not have power over you. You have the strength. You are stronger than whatever situation or circumstance that arises in your life. That's what I mean. That's what I mean about, being happy. That's what I mean about a person who is definitely walking in a purpose-filled life, because the things that used to bother them will not bother them in such a way where it will bring them down to their knees and unable to come back up and walk back on that path, that purpose-filled life path. But getting back to, I want to share with you this poem very quickly. It's entitled Heal Me, and it's always good to use like various aids so people can understand that, from many perspectives, you can understand how to heal yourself, because so many people express it in different ways. And I like poetry. I'm a poet, so I find healing and truth in poetry. And I came across this poem, and I've done this a lot in times past, where I'll implement, find a poem that really coincides with what I'm speaking on for that day. And this poem is written, and I definitely give credit to whom credit is due.
and I'm hoping that I'm pronouncing his name properly or her name properly, because this appears to be a foreign name, Kusita Pervez. And the title of this poem is Heal Me. And I wanted to read it because just from the title, Heal Me, is that this person is on a journey or on a path of, you know, you can almost imagine that they're in a self-reflective mode, and they're asking, and it says, you know, seeking you to find action, and should be, you know, just so you, when you begin to apply, you know, wisdom from the scriptures and things in the nature, then you've come across a poem that coincides with that scripture, and then all of these other positive affirmations and energies around you, it begins to all come together. But this poem, from the title, just tells me that this person is already in a self-reflective mode, and they're doing whatever they have to do. They have come to grips with what they are experiencing in life, and they are on the path trying to rid themselves of this hurt and this pain, because they're first off saying, what? Heal me. And I'm going to read this poem very quickly, very short poem. Every gaze reflected dark soul never visited, cannot even see past the barriers of mortality. Some hurt, some heal, some pain, some can never be seen. Still they ache, they long, they remain quite strong. Time heals none, only cements all. Haunting memories, ghosts of your past, never buried, always dug up. Scraps, rips, never healing. The cure you possess, not I. Come hither, stay. Just stay, please stay. Help me, save me, rescue me, heal me. And a very short and simple piece. But, you know, in reading this piece, it, just from the beginning, it's just every gaze. You know, a person that's really going through something, you will often find them daydreaming, or their thoughts are drifting. You can just kind of see it in their eyes that something they're dealing with something. And sometimes it's some of the things that people deal with are much more darker than the others. And but it says never visited. So if this person was saying that they never visited those deep dark things within themselves, but they found them, you know, they finally had the passion within them to say, heal me. And whether they were crying out to, if they were, you know, the divine power, higher power, God, Allah, whoever, whatever higher power that they call on, they knew to say within themselves, heal me. They knew to ask for help. They knew to, you know, that they had to get beyond what they were dealing with. And they also knew that they had to address whatever the issue is head on in order to get past that barrier and in their lives. It says in the second stanza, cannot even see past the barrier of mortality. So this person is saying, they are telling you truly where they are. They are telling us what their truth is. They couldn't even see past the barriers of the thing that they were dealing with in their life. They couldn't see past all of that. And they even go to see some hurt, some heal, some pain, some can never be seen. So they were dealing with hurt, heal, you know, they you know, a lot of times people can graduate beyond a little bit of what they were going through and still hold on to some of it and not completely let it go. So this is, as an individual that's looking to walk in a purpose-filled life, you have to be willing to let go everything about that hurt, everything about that pain, everything about who that pain was attached to. You have to be willing to let it go. If you aren't willing to let it go, guess what? You are ultimately saying to yourself that I don't want to progress on in my life. I don't want to be successful. I don't want to be, truly want to be that multimillionaire. I don't want to be a loving, you know, partner for someone else. I don't want to be, and if you're a parent, I don't want to be a loving parent. You're choosing to hold on to something that's going to keep you
down and keep you and keep taking you even further down the longer you hold on to them. Because the longer you hurt, the more you're going to hurt. And the deeper that hurt is going to go, because you're going to allow yourself to sink in it so deeply until it becomes that, you know, it's your existence. It becomes your existence. Hurt becomes your existence when you don't let it go. But this poem, it says, still they ache, they long, they remain quite strong. And they're talking about the hurts and the pain. Of course, I'm not saying that, you know, when we experience hurts and pains, that this is going to go away overnight. But you have to be proactive in taking the initiative to rid yourself of it as quickly as possible. But this person is identifying, you know, and I can imagine this person praying, saying, Father, I feel hurt. And and it's just overwhelming, and the hurt is still strong as if it happened yesterday in my life. And I feel like that, you know, if I had to revise this poem into a prayer, and this person said, and I feel like the heal is never going to come, and that will always be haunting me as a ghost of my past, I could say, but Father, please heal me. I can really see, after reading this poem, I can really see this person, you know, praying within their heart. Their words saying something different that I read, but I can imagine that this person is really, truly, deeply in their heart praying, saying, heal me from this wounded position, because I no longer want to be wounded. I no longer want to walk in an unpurpose-filled life. I want to manifest those things in my life that you said that were already mine. Amen. I said I wasn't going to be. I wanted to say amen. I just want to take the time out to thank all of those who are tuned in with me on the switchboard. I certainly appreciate your presence and tuning in to Life with Michelle E. Alford of Mia Happy Life Coaching. And we're talking about letting go of the pain to gain a purpose-filled life. I know you guys want to live in a purpose-filled life, but it takes you. You cannot be, no one else can walk this life, a purpose-filled life, but you. Because we are individuals, even though you may have a spouse or a partner or whatever. It's still, we still have our own individual purposes in life. And our partners, once we connect with our partners in life, those persons are supposed to be that balance of you that continues on that purpose and makes whatever that purpose is that you both have together, or that personal assignment that you guys have together, or a spiritual assignment that you guys have together, that person is divinely supposed to be connected with you so you guys can continue on walking in your purposes in life. All right, we're going to take like a quick commercial break, and I'm going to come back with, and we're still going to be in discussion with letting go of the pain so you can gain a purpose-filled life. And hopefully we can allow ourselves to, you know, grasp on. Make sure that you guys are writing this down. I know many of you are probably going to listen to the archives, and I certainly appreciate all the archives. But, you know, this purpose of this show is to help all push past you. And, you know, as a coach, you know, when I talk to people individually, it does my heart very, very well when people, you know, just come to life, and it's just like the light bulb comes on, because you already have a success in you. You already have a place of happy in you. You already have all those things within you. It's just, you know, sometimes we all need somebody else to help us define those places in our life where we can grow and move forward in our lives and walk in our purpose-filled life. But I am going to like I said, take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after this, and we're going to play a little bit of Reflections by Al Renee. All right, and we'll be back, Detroit and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network Station on this hour of Life with Michelle E. Alpha of Mia Happy Life Coaching. We'll be back after this. Detroit and all our global listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Miss Michelle E. Alfred of Mia Happy Life Coaching, and I am wearing my life coaching hat today, and today's topic, we are talking about letting go of the pain to gain a purpose-filled life. I want to make a quick announcement before we go forward. This May 12th coming up, I will be speaking and presenting an original poem for the Mother's Day brunch for the Shekinah Glory Ministries on May 12th. That will be from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And it's going to be held in the YWCA facility. It's $10 per person. If you want information about that, you will call Sister Latonda Simmons at 248-469-6923. And that's going to be May 12th to 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Shekinah Glory is... Ministries is in Wayne, Michigan, and where the pastor is David Roberts and the First Lady is Brenda Roberts. So If you guys get an opportunity to support the event, please do feel free to send all your donations to 3789 Vinoy Road. That's Wayne, Michigan, 48184. Love to support our various ministries that really help other people. But I'm looking forward to being a speaker at this event and a presenter of an original piece. It's about a divine assignment is the theme, and, of course, sisterhood. So it's going to be a Mother's Day brunch, and I will be there. It's $10 per person, like I said, and the contact person is Latonda Simmons at 248-469-6923. And I'm just definitely looking forward to the many other opportunities that have come my way to be able to speak and to present at various functions, and I'm so enjoying that. And I also want to mention that I am hosting every Tuesday evening at the YWCA an exercise group for the plus-size women. Of course, all women are welcome. The address is 26429 Michigan Avenue in Inkster, Michigan. That's every Tuesday night. There's a $3 per person admissions charge. And we definitely come dressed to sweat. We definitely exercise for the time that we're there. And, you know, if there's any more time for discussion, we also do that as well. And you can call me a happy life coach at 734-288-7189 if you have desire, if you're dealing with something in your life that you can't seem to push forward to. I will be happy to give you a consultation, and then we can go from there to see if you need a life coach with regards to anything that you may be dealing with. I am certified, have two certifications actually, and working on a third, so I have my credentials to match. But I deal with, you know, relationships, spiritual, business coaching. You know, I've helped a few people get into writing their books successfully or doing something beyond the point in their life where they were at yield and they finally progressed and became successful at what they were desiring to do and found their path to do that. So my number again is 734-288-7189. Please lock that number in, and if I'm not answering, if I'm coaching someone via Skype or the phone line, just leave your message and I will definitely return the call and get back with you ASAP. And I'm just happy to announce that I have invited a personal assistant in my life, Ms. Shantae Brown. I'm so excited. We divinely met at one of my exercise events this past Tuesday. And she kind of, it's just an awesome, awesome thing, the way it all happened. She kind of stayed behind a little bit after the class was over. We began to talk. I was, in turn a little bit of tired, but it was just awesome because she continued to talk. And I just had prayed like several days prior to, maybe even a week prior to that, asking the higher power, I need help. I want an assistant. But I needed to find out how I was going to, make all that work with my, such a thriving new business. Right before my eyes, she began to talk, and we got on the conversation about business and things of that nature, and it just fit perfectly. The conversation, as we continued to talk, my eyes perked up, and I said, oh, I am getting an answer to my prayers. It's amazing how that happens, that you can pray for something, you forget about it, and it manifests and be right before your eyes. And this is what I wanted to share that with you, because a lot of times when we ask for things and we forget that we ask for those things, and then once they manifest, the light bulb, so to speak, comes on. And so I had such a wonderful moment with how our connection began, and I'm looking forward to. I've already gotten her on assignment with some things that I want done, so it's just amazing and just awesome just to, you know that when you are walking in a purpose for your life, and then when you have those things that you need to help you walk your, you know, those persons or those things that you need to help you along the way, how walking in your purpose just kind of brings you what you need to help you along the way. And so I'm so thankful for that, and I wanted to share that quick, awesome testimony, and it was just, you know, a blessing to be able to just have a personal assistant. So I just want to shout out to Shantae Parker. Thank you for being on my team, young lady. And that's officially my first employee of Mia Happy Life Coaching. Yay! All right, let me get back into the scope of what we're talking about. And we're talking about letting go of the pain to gain a purpose-filled life, people. Thanks again for all of those who are hanging out with me on the switchboard. I certainly appreciate your presence here. We got 29 minutes. We're still remaining in the show. And I am just going to keep it going with what we're talking about. I do believe that we were on number four. We had discussed number four, creating a mantra on paper to truly understand what you were meant to learn from your circumstances in life, and make a mantra that really is making a powerful statement. I want to read the example of the mantra that we have. Through the memory of being emotionally abused, I am learning to be a stronger person, and I will no longer allow anyone to take advantage of me. Yes, indeed. You have to, when you make a mantra, it really has to say something. It really has to be, you know, self-defining. It really has to make a statement to be stronger, you know, to definitely take hold of your life and take charge of what's going on in your life. You have to be able to do that. And even if you have to write more than one mantra, do that. Do that until you understand that you are walking in a purpose-filled life. All right, let's go to number five. Take the time to sit with this mantra. Once you write it down, and let your mind grab a hold of it. You know, that was kind of like what I was just saying. Allow yourself to make the memory of your mantra stronger. Because you know what? When a person is truly making a statement, and they really want to, you know, people to feel that statement, understand that statement, you know, you don't have to tell them once, twice, or anything. You don't have to say anything to them at all. When they are feeling it, you know, and you got to do more than just feel it. It has to become the essence of you. When you make that mantra that you want to, you know, be a stronger person, allow your not allow your pain and your hurt to override or over, you know, just get the best of you in your life and take control of your life, and you allow yourself to just, you know, replace that with, you know, I am stronger, I am powerful, I am healthy, I am all those things, I am. You see how powerful it is? I am. Because with those two words, you have inserted that these things in your life. That's a mantra in itself. I am. When you think about the again, I'm not, you know, getting into a religious thing, but here, when you think about the pattern of Christ and his purpose on earth, his purpose here on earth, when you think about it, he spoke of himself as I am, the great I am. You know, he spoke in terms where it really, you really have to really pay attention, because when his words were powerful, you know, it was nothing ever boastful or self-absorbing or anything like that. It was always something that was affirming and that something that would, you know, help other people to understand. You know, when you think about the pattern, if you look at how Christ was in walking in his purpose here on earth, You think about how the things that he used to say to people, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. That, you know, as a life coach, just think about it, as a life coach, he was changing the lives of others. As a life coach, that is my duty. That is my purpose. My purpose, all of my purpose is, if, you know, if I'm walking in this profession as a life coach, I have to be able to help you see that all of those things that you desire to be, you already have them in you to be. Just like he told his woman, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. Come on. When you listen to those words, he's telling, helping her to see that the faith that she already has, the faith that is already in her, no matter what her circumstances she was going through, what she was dealing with, she had with her words, she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, all right? But he turned around and said, spoken to her. This is, I'm going to put Christ in the life coach mode here. He turned around and said to her, thy faith hath made thee whole. So he took it away from, you know, because as a life coach, I'm not giving you something that you don't already have. I'm just the person that's helping you to get and recognize what you already have in you so that you can progress beyond any hurt or overcome anything or any circumstance that you have endured in your life. And this is what he did with this lady. You know, and see how powerful, you know, just the element of borrowing wisdom from the scriptures and borrowing wisdom from riddles and borrowing wisdom from poetry and all of those things. We have so much resources around us to help us get rid of all the things that we focus so much on, all this hurt and all these things that we choose to hold on to. There are too many resources out here, and I'm not just talking about technology. I'm talking about natural resources, spiritual resources, you know, just scriptures, you know, fables, Bibles, poetry, all of those things we have around us. There is no reason under the sun when anybody is just walking the face of this earth to waddle in the hurt and pain that they're dealing with. Of course, there are people who endure more harsh things than the next person. And I'm not making light of any of their pain. I make light of no one's pain, because you don't truly understand what a person is going through or enduring until you've actually walked in their shoes. But what I can tell you, there are so many resources and so many things and so many options that we have, that we have the power to make a choice to do something different and be something greater. That's all I want people to get to understand. I want to help everyone all push past you, because what we have the power already within us to push past you. It may take me, it may take someone else to show you the way. You know, someone has to show me the way. You don't come up from out of the mother's womb knowing any and everything. But I had to learn and borrow wisdom from those who understood how life works. You know, all of us have to live life in order to understand what life is all about. And this is what I want to truly, this is why I keep doing these shows and making my network about people who are really helping other people heal past the things and deal with those things that prove to be difficult to deal with. There are a lot of people who would be more successful or who would be more present and more relevant, because a lot of people feel irrelevant, so they feel like, you know, I'm going to stay in this position because nobody's paying attention to me, nobody's going to receive me, nobody wants to hear me, nobody's listening to me, but that's not true. It's always somebody that can use the help of his sister or his brother, and we all can learn from one another. It doesn't matter what capacity that there is. Some of us can learn how to love more, from another person who opens their heart up freely to love. Some of us can learn how to give more to that person who's liberal in their giving. And some of us can learn to respect more because we witness that a person respects people
in spite of what they do or to how they treat them, they still respect the human man or your human woman. They respect mankind. And you know, and there's just a lot of things that people deal with that we as a people we can overcome all of these things. We surely can, because we are the only ones that have the power to do that. You have to say, I have the power to do what it is I set my heart out to do. Yes, it may take somebody to help me to do that, but I can do it. It takes me. If you don't want to change it or you don't want to let that path go or let that pain go, guess what? You have just agreed, made an agreement with self that I don't want to do nothing else with my life. I give up when you don't have to. Everybody has a choice. We all have options. If you think about it, everything in the world has a yin and a yang and a beginning and an ending, and, you know, a start and a finish. Just think about it. Just think about it. We have life or death. You know, there's always an answer, a rebuttal to whatever with that life brings. There is always a rebuttal to that. But it's up to you to choose what path or what direction you want to go in. There's a right and a left. There's a wrong and a right. There's yes and no. Do I need to keep on going to prove myself? All right. I'm going to keep on going because I'm enjoying this way, way too much. But I'm putting a little bit more music back in the element up here. And let's go on to number six. But again, number five was take the time to sit down with your marker and just make these of essence of you. Because that is in turn it will empower you to say, hey, you know, I've been holding on to this too long, I gotta let it go. Once you get that mantra in hand, woo, it makes you unstoppable. Number six, next, take your mantra and put it into a safe place. If I were you, I would, you know, rehearse it in my mind and fuel it and let it, you know, flow down to my heart and commit it to memory. If you have to. But it says to take it and put it in the same place and never, ever, ever forget it. The memories are still painful. You can return to it easily. So, you know, in other words, you know, a lot of times we can get pumped up. Once we hear something very motivating, you can hear me speaking and you get motivated by my motivation in that moment. But you have to understand and completely let things go, so that you won't easily fall back into that pain, that rut of pain that, you know, whatever you were dealing with. You will need to let it completely go so you can be completely healed and manifest the purpose-filled life that you are meant to live. Living a purpose-filled life is not all about money and all of those things that people kind of throw up in the bunch. But a purpose-filled life is fulfilling the things that you were put down on earth to do and accomplish. Those assignments that we all have, a personal assignment or spiritual assignments here, and we are supposed to fulfill those purposes, that purpose in our life. And what comes along with it are the benefits or the rewards that the universe or our higher power automatically gives us, because he is, you know, the higher power is taking care of us. You know what I mean? The call-in number is 734. I'm sorry, I'm about to give you my life coach number, 917-932-8881. Again, that number is 917-932-8881. I see quite a few people are hanging out with me on the switchboard. I certainly appreciate your presence. Thank you from the 202 area code, the 734 area code, 313 area code, 731 area code, 732 area code. We appreciate your presence here. I so appreciate you. 314. Okay, someone just dropped off. That was the 504 area code. But I certainly appreciate you just tuning into the show and listening to Life with Michelle and Mia Happy Life Coaching on the Poetic Energy Network station. I'm just getting so excited and getting tongue-tied in the moment. But I'm going to keep it going because it's truly my
my position is that I definitely want to help all push past you, and anything that I can do to help a person move forward or progress forward in their life, this is what I want to do, because I know that's part of my purpose. I've always been a purpose person that loves to help others and help people move on beyond their life and in their, and progress in their life. If it's within my power to help someone, I like to do that, because I know that, you know, what my purpose is. And I find myself walking in my purpose is not having to worry about anything. Anything, it's just like, you know, when I decided that I wanted to accept the life, you know, being a life coach, and I decided that I wanted to make it into a business, it began to take a life on its own. You know, it just, people are coming to me, and this is how I know when you're walking in your purpose. When I say when you're walking in your purpose, things begin to manifest on its own. It's like we don't have to beg God. We don't have to plead with God, because if it's in his will already, things will automatically, you have to trust the process. You have to trust that the universe will take care of you. No, I mean, the things that are, that's going, I can't even begin to explain the dynamics of what's going on in my life. You know, I'm in the stages where, you know, it's just the people are coming to me that when I decided to, I'm going to share a little bit of my testimony. When I decided to do this exercise class in the community, I specifically said that I wanted to wait until I lost all of my weight, and I knew it was going to take about a year to do so. And I got a long journey away, but within my spirit, I just said, oh, no, the time is now. And, I got into that mode where I wanted to say, well, how are people going to receive me, because I'm a plus-size woman trying to teach other people how to exercise. But, you know, immediately when I became obedient and just said, you know, I have to lease a space in the YWCA, and I just started having the classes. And my classes have grown from one person. So last week we had 19 people, and I started a 90-day community health challenge, weight loss challenge, and I have 38 women across the globe who have joined me on that challenge. And it's just amazing, because that is just manifesting. Because I was obedient, my purpose is being manifested. I've let go of all those insecurities that I had, all of those excuses. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that to myself. I am a life coach, and so this is what I help other people to do. So I am going to rid myself of all those things that, those hindering thoughts, those hindering excuses, all those things. No, I don't want them. I threw them away. And now I walk strongly and boldly in my purpose. And all of the things that that I need to continue on the path that I'm going is manifesting on its own. That's all I can tell you, is that once you begin to get yourself in that place where you rid yourself of excuses, of pain, hurt, all those things in your life, you will begin to manifest a purpose-filled life, because now I got a personal assistant. Guess what? Out of, you know, being obedient, again, my personal assistant, I met her at my exercise class. I've gotten 3 speaking engagements out of this exercise class. And, you know, going from 1 to 19, you know, starting a regular basis, and it's almost getting to the point where the space is beginning to be too small. And then I got other opportunities to teach the same plus size weight loss class, you know what I mean? And it's just and just health conscious classes. So this is an awesome testimony, because this is how, when you know that you're walking in your purpose, because the evidence and the confirmation is constantly all the way around you, and things will begin to happen on its own. We don't have to beg, plead, or borrow or anything. When we begin to walk in our purpose and allow ourselves to say that I am stronger and I can and I will and I shall, all of those things, if you affirm all of those things in your life and you begin to understand that you have the power to change your circumstances, change your mind about your existence, change your mind. If you're not living the life that you feel that you're intended to live successfully, change your thought process, change your mind. Get away from excuses. Rid yourself of the pain, rid yourself of the hurt, and allow yourself to gain a purpose-filled life.
and allow those things that you desire from your heart to manifest in your life. And I'm just going to tell you on air, it won't be for very long that I will also be manifesting that partner in my life, because I am going about my business, walking in my purpose, and I know that he's already walking in his purpose. And when we get to a certain role in our life, a certain point of our life, we will join one another in our walking in our purpose, and we're going to be walking on the same path. And you know, I just want to encourage all the people who are seeking partners out there, just continue to walk in your purpose. The universe will definitely take with you. The higher power, the universe, the divine, Yahweh, Yah, Allah, you know, God, all, you know what, and I say it, Almighty will definitely take care of you. And, you know, I wanted to yell out all of those names because, you know, the Father has many names. And, you know, whatever you refer to him as, you can never, never trump the Almighty. When you know that you are that the Almighty, who the Almighty is, whatever you may call him, you address him as Almighty, and simply he is. That's all that really matters. And just know that the Almighty will take care of you, because his purpose for you is to be in good health and to prosper, even as your soul prospers. And he wants you to prosper, not in some things, but in all things. I want you guys to remember the third John, beginning at the first scripture, because, you know, it's just defining when we understand that all of the things that we pray for, we don't even have to pray for them, because God is already, he already wants great things for us. All we have to do is tap into it and accept it. Accept what he's already said that belongs to us already. And, you know, if it is your desire to be a success at whatever you're doing, just allow yourself to be passionate about it and let it work for itself. Let it manifest on its own. You don't have to pray to be a millionaire, trillionaire, a billionaire, or any of those things. Just begin to whatever assignment or purpose that the Father of the higher power has given you to work in. Like me, as my life coaching, I find great joy in helping other people to be joyful and happy and doing the things that they so desire to do. So I know that's a part of my purpose. And in the manifestation and the confirmation and all of those things, you know, come together to me very clearly, because the way that things are happening is like boom, boom, speaking engagement, boom, boom, other opportunities, boom, boom, other women coming to the, you know, my exercise room, boom, boom. It don't matter if a million people, you know me right now. Those people that I'm working with know me. You know what I mean? And boom, boom, my assistant, you know, all of those things. You know, and one of the things I do want to encourage a person that, you know, when you ask for your healing, and you ask, and you're getting yourself in that self-reflective mode, and you go to the divine and ask him for your healing and your deliverance from your pain and your hurt, believe that he will do that. Don't keep asking him, help me, please, help me, help me, help me, please, help me, help me, help me, please. It just sounds like a broken record almost. You don't have to do that. Because, again, while we mentioned earlier, if you just have a small seed of faith and just believe and trust the process, trust him, then we won't have to worry about a thing. And you know, that's not even much to ask for. Just a small measure of faith. That's all you need. All you need is a little bit of strength to pull yourself out of that deep, dark, you know, existence. All you need is a little bit of will. All you need is a little bit of faith. All you need is a little bit of I can and I will and I am. All you need is just a little to get yourself up and help deliver yourself from that pain. That all, you know, because you're hindering yourself Let it go. Let women let go of those past relationships that hurt you. Because the longer you stay in that position, the longer it will take for the right position and the right man to fall in position and love you the way you desire to be loved. All right, don't forget those mantras. All right, we're going to go to number seven real quick because we're running out of time. Oh, I am so excited that so many of you are tuned in and sharing this moment with me. We're going to go in a little bit of overtime here, but I'm going to go real quickly. Number seven, allow yourself to allow peace to enter into your being. Replace that hurt, that worry, that pain, and all of that with peace. And how do you do that? I'm just going to simply just say it by prayer and meditation. All right. And, you know, retreating to that secret place and just, you know, just allowing yourself to just, even if you have to put yoga, you know, just invite those things, those elements. You know, I get up and play meditation music, let it play throughout my house. I let it play throughout my new home offices. And just the whole environment is calm and peaceful all day long. Doesn't matter what's going on in the house, that element of beautiful music that constantly is playing through me, you know, I'm inviting that calm atmosphere into my home. And I can't even explain how it makes me feel to just have that swarm, that harmony, that peace and harmony just swarming in my house because I'm inviting that in every single day. You know, I'm not allowing for that negative energy to even dwell in my presence, because you have to be in charge of yourself and take hold on your own peace. You must accept peace in your life. And that's the only way you're going to do it, is just to welcome it in every single day. You have to work at it. And number eight, you can also allow yourself to take, you know, certain exercises, you know, like I said, yoga or, you know, breathing techniques and things of that nature, because, you know, a lot of times when we're hurting on the pain, we also feel anxiety, and when that anxiety builds up, you feel like you're going out of your mind. But if you find things that help you relax your mind, relax your muscles, breathing in, you know, inhale and exhale, and you know, implementing it, and like I said, you know, even if you're a plus size diva, I'm a plus size woman, but I can do yoga. Yes, I can. I can, you know, fold them legs up and everything. I ain't going to say it either, but I do it because, you know, I love to invite peace into my home, into my life, into my environment, into my heart daily, into my mind daily. And it's not to say that I don't go through anything. No, that wouldn't be it. But it's to say that I know exactly how to maintain a level of peace in my life. I know how to maintain the love, joy, and the peace in my soul. You know, all of those things. So you have to be in control of you. And most of all, we're going to just break it down for number nine. Most of all, after all the hurt and the pain, you must forgive. Because if you don't forgive the person or the persons or whomever or even yourself, you will hold on to that resentment, and that resentment will grow into the other things. So allow yourself to forgive. Even, you know, if you even have to just become acquainted with the word forgive again, open up a dictionary and just define the word forgive so that you can understand, you know, what it is to forgive and how to go about forgiving. You know, even if you can't talk directly to that person, just choose within yourself to say that I'm going to forgive this person, this individual, and get past it. Because sometimes you can't go directly to that person and say that you forgive that person. But, you know, allow yourself to forgive them, let it go, forgive yourself, and move forward with your life. And allow yourself to look ahead at the bigger picture that's set before you. You still, you know, you're still living and you still exist. So allow yourself to exist in a purpose-filled life. Allow yourself to manifest those things that already belong to you, that God said that he has for you, that God says that, you know, if you want to be successful with something, that you already are. You know, allow yourself to manifest those things in your life. We already have it handed to us. Now we have to accept it. We have to accept it by letting go of those things. Let me, you know, I'm going to wrap the show up. We got a few affirmations that I want to share with you for this evening. And these are just some positive affirmations that you should affirm in your life. But remember, before you can affirm anything in your life, address the issues in your life and rid yourself of those issues. And then begin to refuel yourself with positive affirmation. Replace that hurt and that pain with positive affirmations in your life. And allow that positive energy just to swarm in your world daily. Let that peace of mind, you know, be a part of your existence. And let the smile, let the sunshine be your smile. Woo! All right, let me read a few positive affirmations I want to leave you before we end this show. They're very short. One is, I am healthy and happy. If you need to write them down or remember them, because these are very short lines. Another one is, wealth is pouring into my life. Yes, indeed. I am sailing on the river of wealth. I am getting wealthier each day. My body is healthy and functioning in a very good way. I have a lot of energy. I study and comprehend fast. My mind is calm. I am calm and relaxed in every situation. My thoughts are under my control. I radiate love and happiness. I am surrounded by love. I have the perfect job for me or the perfect career for me. I am living in the house of my dreams. I have good and loving relationships with my wife, my husband, my partner. I have a wonderful and satisfying career or job. I have the means to travel abroad whenever I want to. I am successful in whatever I do. And last but not least, everything is getting better each and every day. All right, I would just like to thank you all for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station on this Hour of Life with Michelle E. Alper of Mia Happy Life Coaching. I just, you know, I'm very excited about this topic of discussion today, which we were talking about letting go of the pain to gain a purpose-filled life. I hope something that I've said have really helped you to really, you know, really start thinking about your life in general, and really allowing yourself to let go of those things that hinder you from living a purpose-filled life, because you deserve it. Tell yourself you deserve it. I deserve a purpose, to be walking in my purpose, and I deserve a happy life. I deserve it. You got to know that you deserve to have a happy life. I deserve an awesome partner. You know, whatever it is that you desire in your heart, allow yourself to accept those things in your heart. And it has to be, you know, from a positive standpoint. You can't be desiring nobody else's husband, you know, and think that's right. But that's another discussion. But anyway, you know, this has just been a great evening for me. And I certainly appreciate you for joining me. I'd like to send a shout-out to all of my women from the exercise group on Tuesday nights. I so appreciate all of you. For without you, you know, it's just not an exercise class. So I appreciate you for joining me each week, and we're looking forward to making some great things happen. Again, if you like to RSVP and join us every Tuesday night, call me at 734-288-7189. If you have a desire or need for life coaching, if you feel like you're at a point of yield in your life and you want to get past, you know, past yield in your life, just give me a call at 734-288-7189. Between the hours of 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., I've changed the hours because, you know, I find that a lot of people get off at 6. And so, you know, we have some extended hours, so let me know. And then, you know, weekends, and, you know, we take it by appointment. So definitely reach out and touch me. If you get an opportunity and you're in the Michigan area at the Women's Brunch, I will be again speaking and delivering an original poem on, you know, for the Shekinah Ministries women's program. And I'm excited to be a part of that. And I have a few other speaking engagements that I've been invited to. And it all came from me doing this exercise class in the community. And then, you know, I have some upcoming invitations to do workshops in various areas. And so it just pays to be obedient. You know, listen to your heart and your spirit. And, you know, if your spirit is in the right place and then you're really, you know, keeping in fellowship with the divine, the Almighty, then you definitely can hear clearly the direction that you need to go in your life. And you're able to, you know, witness that manifestation of all that, you know, you desired in your heart and all of those things that you have been given in your life. You'll begin to witness those things just manifesting on their own. It's something that we don't even have to pray for, because you got to know who you are and who you belong to. So once you understand that process and that dynamic in your life and accept that in your life, then you'll begin to see everything just manifest on its own. You know, the opportunity just keep on knocking and open, you know, breaking down barriers. And then, you know, in the process, you got to make sure that you're, you know, definitely walking in the purpose, your purpose-filled life, and your purpose is not here for gain for yourself, but to help someone else. And all that other stuff will be added unto you. You know, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness, and all these, you know, all of those other things will be added unto you. You have to remember and trust that process. You know, trust that, and it's not saying that you have to be a religious person. You have to be definitely spiritually in tune with the higher power to understand the dynamics of the spiritual process of growth and prosperity and health and wealth and all of those things. There's a divine connection that you have to tap into. I'm not trying to talk about anybody in the church, but I'm saying that there's a deeper and divine connection that you have to tap into that unleashes and opens up the gateway into everything that we so desire in our hearts, and the gateways of prosperity, wealth, and health, all of those things. It's not automatically open, because not everybody automatically receives it. You know, he has to take you through a process so you will understand how to get into it, how to tap. You have to work at it, you know, work and understand that process. If he just automatically available to us, but not everyone knows how to receive it. So you have to learn how to receive it. And in order for you to receive it, you have to rid yourself of things that's taking up space that don't need to take space up in your mind, your heart, and your spirit. You need to allow yourself to be filled with the peace of mind, heart, and the tenacity to do what it is that you set out to do, and to, you know, allow purpose to be manifested in your life by ridding yourself of those things that hinder you. So with that being said, I just want to thank you all again for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of life with Michelle E. Alford of Mia Happy Life Coaching. And I certainly respect and honor all of those that continue to show love and support for this network. I so appreciate you. Without you, there is no show. Without your presence, without you coming through and just, you know, just showing your love and your presence, you know, all of you may not even call in, but the fact that you're allowing yourself to tune in and hang out and listen to what is being said, that is just, you know, something that I appreciate and I truly, truly love you for. I want everybody to make sure you check out all of the shows. We have various hosts on the network that's doing a wonderful, wonderful things within themselves. And, you know, this network is about uniting voices and changing lives. And we have a health segment. We have spirit, you know, conscious spirituality. We have life coaching and spirituality, relationship. Anything is bound to be talked about or on this show, on this network. And then we have the entertainment portion of it. It's my goal to definitely have successful people going in and successful, have a successful mindset and truly want to go somewhere in their life with what they're doing and not intimidated by success, but allow themselves to progress forward and being the successful person they are intended to be. So stay tuned for more hosts that will be added to the network. I find my inspiration and motivation from, I borrow wisdom from a lot of those people who have gone before me and that's really successful in what they're doing. And Miss Louise Hay is one of those persons, and I find myself kind of somewhat walking in her path with this network and trying to build that, you know, I started this network off just as a poetry show, trying to, you know, have a platform for poets to be able to come and express themselves poetically. But I'm seeing that it has grown into something so much more. And it's just, you know, I can't even begin to explain to you listening to, you know, I get full and emotional about this because it is going into something much bigger than I had even imagined. And, you know, you have to really take this serious. People think that an online network show is not serious, but it's a serious thing because people are actually being helped change or what have you, and they're going forward in their lives just by something being said. So I definitely want to make sure that you all just, you know, make sure you stay tuned and locked in on this network and see where we're going in life, you know, and just be the best person that you can be. Strive to do all the things that you so desire to do. Keep on moving and striving because you have the power to change your life. All you need to do is just change your mind. Enjoy the rest of your evening. God bless. Good night. Let's take it out, Jazzy.